I said, Janie, what's these squash you're doing out there? She says, Annie Mae was going to take them, and I reckon she just forgot them. She says, you can have them, Mama, if you want them. They had plenty of them. Those fall squash, them you see in the store in the winter time. Now you bake them in the stove with the hull. Or you can peel them and cook them and make custards out of them. And I brought them and laid them. My refrigerator was over by the door. Then that porch was open. And I come back and didn't pay no attention until the weekend. I was going to mop my kitchen and did mop it. And I got to mopping and I noticed under my refrigerator the squash was gone. I thinks, now I ain't taking them out. Where are they? I looked everywhere. I didn't see them nowhere. And then I had some light humming. One night I was sitting up here and I got kinda hungry. And I thinks, I want me something to eat. What can I get? And I thought of that harmony. I went in there and looked in this cabinet over here. And I couldn't find it nowhere. In fact, ain't found it till this morning. Then I decided, well, somebody was watching when I left and was coming in, and I better fasten my door. So now if I go, Janice, I may leave that one hitched, the screen, but I lock my door. I lock the back door, and I feel like if somebody wants to come in, they wouldn't come in the front door.
Okay, you may say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of,
you mean sick wrong or mind wrong?
Mind wrong, but she...
Sometimes she acts kind of off to me.
Okay, do you know of any other words to describe off to?
Well, she don't, she acts like her mind is not normal, not good, not right.
Okay.
And people do sometimes make you think they're losing their mind by the way they act.
If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so, you know, if he's stuck in his own ways and you can't change that man no matter what you try.
No, there's people like that.
And you might say to him, well, don't be so.
Don't think nobody knows right but you.
Yeah, but, you know, he's stuck in his ways, and don't. I don't care how much you can convince him of the truth.
He won't change.
He won't listen, and you say, just don't be so.
So don't be so hard-headed. Well, I often say to people that knows everything, you think you know everything, and nobody else don't know. You think you're right, and everybody else is wrong. That's what I say usually to a person that he knows it, and all you say is just off out wrong. But sometimes with all the talk you do, you can't change that kind of person.
All right, but somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say he's mighty what? You can't even joke with him.
Yeah, he's just fool.
Unless he just get all...
Get his way.
Yeah.
All the way through.
Oh, he get mad.
Yes, get mad and lose his temper, yes, and really blaze out on you after.
And what do you call him? You say that he...
God, Lord, I don't know. I hardly know what to call them kind of people. I call them... foolish.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just kidding him. I don't know why he
got so mad.
Okay, all right. Somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell that person just if he's about to lose his temper, you say, okay, now just
listen. Let me see. I guess I better hush. Yeah, when I see him talking to somebody, it's getting madder and madder.
Mm-hmm.
I say, well, I won't argue with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just hush.
Mm-hmm.
You know right. Nobody don't know right but you.